Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. Welcome today to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject called the Bible Principle, the Jubilee and the Miracles, and we're doing part seven, and part seven is the topic of God has a Jubilee for you. We've learned through these last topics or these last parts that our words are very important, and our words can create or they can destroy, they can give life or they can give death. As we read the Word of God and learn from the Word of God that we need to watch what we say, there are situations in our life that have been developed by our own words. And God tells us and shows us to go back to those areas of our lives with the Holy Spirit through prayer and go back and correct them. Let us now go to James chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. We're dealing here with the whole natural world is put in motion with and by the tongue. James chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that you shall receive a greater stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn their body, whole body. Verse 4. Look also at ships. Although they are very large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and it boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a whole world of iniquity. The tongue is also set among the members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. There is a God and there is the devil, and one or the other has got your tongue and driving your ship, directing the natural events in your life, and you are the deciding witness. Where your tongue is, that is where your words will be, and that's what you'll say, and that's what you're going to be heading for. The negative situations in your life can be corrected by the Jubilee and the Jubilee Miracle Principle. Jesus Christ is the Jubilee. And we see that in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 21. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all were upon him in the synagogue. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." When we have a negative or bad situation in our life that's been created by our own words, we can go to the Jubilee, we can go to Jesus, Christ Jesus himself, the anointed one and his anointing, and we can start to confess the word of God. We can remove the situation out of our lives by speaking the word of God, confessing it, removing it, and then sowing new seed. And the Bible tells me also that Jesus Christ not only is there as the Jubilee, but he is the high priest over our confession of those new seeds. Remember, please, that those seeds that we sow are the Word of God, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. The Bible also tells us that God watches over his Word to perform it or make it happen. And the Bible also tells me that Jesus Christ is the surety or the guarantee of that coming to pass. When you have a situation in your life that's negative or bad, just like the farmer, go back to that position in your life through prayer and with the Holy Spirit. Dig up that crop, that bad seed, by confessing and repenting of it, and then sow new seed, incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and ask God now for the Jubilee. The Jubilee miracle will take you through that period of time where you're waiting for your new seed, your new crop, your new harvest to come into reality. And remember, that crop that you receive as a Jubilee miracle, it's sown by God for you. You don't have to sow it, but it's there. Thank you for being with me today and listening to this topic, and God bless.